Mesachat Shmura Parabav Mishnah Hay Kol Asurin Agabe HaMizbeach Flodoseya Mutarm. All animals that are offered to be brought of a korban on the Mizbeach. For example, an animal that killed a person, or an animal that was worshipped as an Avodah Zarah, is also to bring that animal as a korban. Even so, any blood that it has would be mostly to be brought of the korban. The fact that the mother is also to be brought of the korban does not offer the blood. But that's only if the mother was not pregnant at the time it was worshipped as an Avodah Zarah, at the time it killed a person. But if it was pregnant at the time it killed a person, or was worshipped as an Avodah Zarah, or any other issue that was done to it that possibly it to be brought of the korban, then the blood would be also just like the aim. And since at the time the mitzvah was done, the blood was inside the aim, we say that just like the aim killed the person, the blood also with misayah helped the aim in that mitzvah, since it was in the stomach in that time, the blood is considered like it's a nogeach also, or in the case that it was worshipped as an avodah zarah, we look at it that the blood was also worshipped as an avodah zarah since it was inside the aim at that time, and therefore in such a case, the blood would be asur. That which the Mishnah said that the blood is mutter, that's talking about where the mother became pregnant only after the mitzvah was done to it. Vlad trefa. Rabbi Eliezer Omer lo yikrab al gabi mizbeach. An animal that's a trefa, that has a defect which does not allow it to live for 12 months, and therefore is possibly brought as a korban. Rabbi Eliezer said the blood also cannot be brought as a korban. Not only does he hold it can't be brought as a korban, but he holds that it cannot be shucked and eaten outside of the Beis HaMikdash, even if you're not makdashid, as he holds that just like the mother is a trefa, the blood also is considered a trefa. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer is talking about such a case where the mother was pregnant at the time it became a trefa, and since the uber is yerech imo, the uber, the blood inside of it, is considered a chelek of the mother, so just like we consider the mother a trefa, the blood inside of it is also considered a trefa, and therefore it cannot be eaten, even if you're not makdashid as a korban of the trefa, is also to be eaten. The chachamim oimrim yikrav, the chachamim say that the blood inside the trefa could be brought as a korban, its mutter. Even if the mother was pregnant at the time it became a trefa, the blood is mutter to be brought as a korban. We don't look at the blood as being a trefa. Even though we said earlier that when a mitzvah is done to the mother, if the mother is pregnant at the time, just like the mother is also to be brought of the korban, so too the blood is also to be brought of the korban. As we look at it, as if the mitzvah that was done to the mother was done to the blood also, but in the case of trefa, it's different, that even though the mother became a trefa, we don't look at the blood as being a trefa. As trefa, it simply depends on whether it could live or not. And since the blood is healthy inside the mother's stomach, just because the mother cannot live, does not after the blood, we don't look at the blood as a trefa, and therefore it's mutter to be brought as a korban. Rabbi Hanina ben Antigonus Omer, Ksheira Sheinaka Mina Trefa. Psula Me'al Gabi HaMizbeach. Rabbi Hanina ben Antigonus said, Ksheira, an animal that is kosher, there's nothing wrong with the animal, to pass it from being brought as a korban. But it has nursed from a trefa. Its mother was a trefa, and it nursed from the mother within the past 24 hours. In such a case, that Ksheira cannot be brought as a korban until 24 hours has passed, and it has digested the milk that it nursed from a trefa. And since it nursed milk from a trefa, that milk is asur. And since this ksheira, even if it ate other things during the past 24 hours, but it could have lived with just the milk alone that it sought from the mother. So therefore we look at it as if it's living from the milk of a trefa, which is asur. So therefore, we wait 24 hours before we shach the ksheira. Ka'a kachim shenasu trefa. Ein poidin oisun. Shein poidin et a kachim. La'achilon l'klub. All kachim that have become a trefa, that is effect after them, is possible from being brought as a korva. We cannot redeem these kachim, even though normally an animal that becomes possible for the mizbeach could be redeemed, but a trefa cannot be redeemed. The reason being is that we're not allowed to redeem kachim in order to feed them to the dogs. In other words, this is a bizarre for kachim. If when we redeem it, the only thing we can do with it is to feed it to the dogs, that the trefa is offered to eat. So therefore, we cannot redeem it at all. Sechet Tmura Perek Zayin Mishnah Aluf Yeit B'Kachim Mizbeach Masha'ein B'Kachim Bedek Habayis. The Yeit B'Kachim Bedek Habayis Masha'ein B'Kachim Mizbeach. There are dinim that apply to Kachim Mizbeach, an animal that you are mocked to be brought on the Mizbeach. But these dinim don't apply to Kachim Bedek Habayis, an animal that you are mocked not to be brought on the Korban, but to be used for the purposes of the Beit HaMikdash. And our dinim that apply to Kachi Berach HaBayit that don't apply to Kachi Mizbeach. What are the dinim that apply to Kachi Mizbeach and don't apply to Kachi Berach HaBayit? To Kachi Mizbeach Tmura, that a Kachi Mizbeach, an animal that you're marked with brought to the Korban, can make a Tmura. You can take a Behemoth Chulin and say, HaRezu Tachazu, and the Behemoth Chulin will have Kedusha, just like the original Behemoth that you're marked with. And you can't do that by Kachi Berach HaBayit. And by Kachim is back, you chayav mishum pigo. If the Kohen shech the Kachim is back with the machshavas chutz lizmano that he will eat, the chelek of the korban that is eaten by the Kohen after the lot of time, then the animal is pigo and there's a chi of kares for anybody that eats the basar. And you also chayav mishum nicer. If the basar from Kachim is back is left over after the lot of time, if you eat that basar, you chayav kares. You also chayav by kachim mizbeach mishum tamid. If the basar is eaten while you're tamid, you chayav karis. This doesn't apply to kachim berach habayit. V'ladam v'chalav an asur la'achar pidyon. Kachim mizbeach, even after it is redeemed, the vlad that it has, or the chalav that it produces, is asur. Even though after it's redeemed, it's considered chulin, but it still has some chumas, the vlad that it has and the chalav that it has is asur. Now that which the vlad is asur is only if the animal became pregnant before it is redeemed, then it gave birth after it is redeemed. In such a case, since it became pregnant while it was still kadosh before it is redeemed, the vlad has kedusha, and therefore it's also, but it can't be brought on the mizbeach, though, since by the time it was born, the mother was already chulin, so therefore there's nothing you can do with the vlad, it's just simply also. Ba'sheitam b'chutz chayim. And so too, if you shech kachim mizbeach outside the Beit HaMikdash, your chay is kares. And so too, cannot give kachim his bath to umnan, to workers that are doing abode in the Beit HaMikdash, that are paid from the kupa, from the lishka, they cannot be paid from kachim his bath. We have to give them from kachim berach habayit. Masha ain't came but kachim berach habayit. None of these dinim apply to kachim berach habayit, an animal that you are mocked, if not for a korban, but for the purposes of the Beit HaMikdash.